is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We give you Bishop C and the title of the song, Your Grace. It is 30 minutes just after 1. I am so delighted in the studio. I'm no longer alone. I was alone until now. So now I'm joined by Pastor Archibald Malunga and Mfundisi. How was your birthday?
My birthday was great and powerful. I really had fun where I was. You know, I was like a king.
You were like a king.
Yeah, because I was there safe day and night, so I enjoyed myself.
Okay. And we say this. Let me see if we get my getting
happy
it
right. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday. And tomorrow, you won't believe, it's Siskiri Boni's birthday. On Friday, it was Enika's birthday. On the 6th, it was Vusi's birthday. Hi, Nibaninzi Kulu. Nibaninge Kulu.
This month.
No. They are celebrating together with Radio Pulpit Murutukhwane. So they owe us a cake for everybody.
That's true.
All of them. They should. Yeah, and then the other one should say red velvet. And the other one should say, as long as we have a big cake for Radio Pulpit. Yeah. Welcome back, Pastor Malungwani.
No, thank you very much, Sis Bongile. I'm back.
Pastor Kwadi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Sbo. And how are you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for your mic here.
All right.
I'm trying to boost your mic a little bit right there.
That's great. No, really.
And Muruti, we were at the couples
seminar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And thank you once more for, you know, your attending.
Mm-hmm.
And Radio Pulpit was also there. And we really blessed the Lord.
I love the fact that we got the theme right. Sandile was in her shirt
exactly.
And black pants.
Oh, yeah.
We and Siskiri in our white pants. And black tops.
Looking,
you know?
So gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got
yes.
the theme right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, we really want to thank you. Radio Pulpit, our brothers and sisters who were listening, those who won the tickets were there as well.
Yeah.
And we want to thank the Lord for that. Oh, yes. We bless the Lord. Yeah.
And what's the most important thing that was taught there at the seminar?
Yeah, Dr. Andrew Spaumer spoke, you know, a lot building marriages, and he was encouraging that people should be able to pray together. It's very much important. He also taught us, you know, the principles of praying together. One that which is, you know, most among others important, he said, when couples pray, you should be able to pray alone while the other partner is listening.
Okay.
And he emphasized to say listening to your partner praying for you is really important. And he also taught us how we can do that. And we had an ample time to pray together as couples. Mm. You know, I remember I was holding my wife and praying for my wife while she was listening to me.
Mm.
And also she had to pray for me while I was listening. And that was very encouraging. So we are encouraging partners to say, let us start, you know, that habit and revive it as well of praying together. But when we pray together, give your spouse, give your wife, give your husband an opportunity to pray for you. And also he said, while we are doing that, we can invite even children so that we teach children to say, this is what we need to be doing.
Okay.
So it was very important. These are some of the things that which we learned.
Okay, that is like really awesome. I think it's encouraging oneness.
Yes.
The power of oneness. Madam Ruti Malungan, how do we start even to pray for each other? I mean, emjolweni, we were not praying. Before we said, I do.
You were not praying.
No. It was just the butterflies,
yeah,
and the dates.
Yes.
It was awesome. We remembered prayer 2 weeks before the wedding when we were fasting.
Yeah.
So how do you build such a culture?
It needs to come because, remember, when now you wake up in this one roof, one bed.
Yeah.
You now tap to each other's differences.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where then it calls for prayer.
Mm.
For you to tap into this person because you don't know this person.
Mm.
The reality
you
of
only
who,
realize
yes,
you don't know this person, yeah, once you're together.
When you have money together, then yeah, everything starts coming up.
But
this is where now prayer must come in. Prayer must come in so that you minimize complaints.
Okay.
You minimize what you see. That will destroy your thinking to say, am I in the right person or in the wrong person?
But Mfundisi, what are some of the practical things that we are talking about that you'd be shocked and be like, huh?
Yes,
I wasn't away.
The personality of a person. Ipsugun lele, me we are corner. Maybe
footmagazine,
we are penduga, all of those kind of things. Man vugexen, ukalango kezamazinyo, ukalango pegugoza.
Buya mfundisi, we are singing.
So you do not know this person when he wakes up in the morning, what is the first thing she does, what is the first thing you do. These are the things that now brings the reality of this person. You know, when you wake up in the morning to throw your clothes around, the other one puts the clothes well, very well, you know. You know, the issue of a Colgate, most couples fought on something, you press it in the middle, the other one press it in. You know, you discover all these kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
So this is where then you begin to see the differences of each other.
Mm.
When you are angry, you know, how do you react when you are angry?
How long?
You know, how long?
How long does it take for couples to be fine with the pressing of the toothpaste in the middle and the other one? How long? How many months can that take before one says, I don't know who am I married to?
Let me be honest with you. It will take the two. It's a process. Some don't get it right forever.
Okay.
Some do get it right.
Sure.
So the period, one cannot say how much is the period.
Hmm.
But because the personalities are not the same. This person, you might correct it today, it might continue. So you must reach a point of accepting it without fighting now.
Mm.
And know that, okay, my wife is used to press it wherever. So as long as there's Colgate,
okay,
where she presses it, it shouldn't be a matter altogether now. Because
okay,
some of these things, to be honest, do not change. You just have to adjust.
There are
and
more
it.
Important things
you
than toothpaste.
Yes.
So, Pastor Kwadi, you had couples or people who were not married on that day as well.
Yes.
As we're talking about oneness and the power of oneness, and Muruti Malungan says, at the beginning, then you realize, yo, this is not the person I thought I knew. Should even those ones who are in relationships start the prayer sessions, start trying to find out who this is? And is there a way of finding out who this is before you even settle down?
Yeah, I think, Sibongile, you know, prayer is very vital in our lives. When you find yourself to be in a relationship, that relationship, engage the Lord to pray. And as you do so in prayer, you are able somehow, you know, to know the person that which you are in a relationship with. Yes. Even though that is a process, because you cannot say you know a person. You can't learn a person and say, no, I know this particular person. We still learn and we are still seeing things that which we never thought we could see, things that which we never thought we could realize, you know, from an individual or so. So I would say those who are not married as yet and still being in a relationship, let's start there in prayer. Let's engage God, because in a prayer, that's where we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to speak to us, even to reveal certain things that which we can be able to cope while we are married. I'm simply saying, you know, there are other mannerisms that which you might see and disturb you. But it's not that this person is a wrong person for you, but it is that let us, you know, allow the Lord to help us to live and cope with certain characteristics and mannerisms and so on. Once we are learning that, then it becomes easier for us to be able to deal with whatever that which we come across with. Now, when we speak about the aspect of oneness, remember, this aspect is basically centered on Genesis chapter 2, verse number 24, where the Bible tells us to say, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother
and
cleave to his wife. You know, when we normally talk about the process of living, cleaving, the meaning on that, you know, it talks about living, and this one, it implies to be strong. It talks about enduring bond. In other words, when you leave, you are cleaving together with your wife. You know, you are becoming glued together. And when you are becoming glued together, still it is a process. And this is where we are learning about loyalty. This is where we are learning about faithfulness. This is where we are learning about, you know, being able to stay together. Murudu Malungwane was talking about something very important here, to say, you know, the issue of the Colgate. And, you know, once you understand that principle of the Colgate, it makes couples to fight. But the process of staying, living together, you are able to grow to a point of understanding the person you are staying with. And you grow to a point whereby you realize that Colgate is not actually an issue, but the issue is the ability to be able to connect with your partner or your wife, and then you promote the understanding of togetherness. And remember, when we speak about the understanding of togetherness, in an actual fact, oneness in marriage, Sibongile, is very critical. And the reason I'm saying it is critical, it is because God called us to be in unity, to stay in unity. And this involves our everyday lives. And when I say our everyday lives, I'm also talking about, you know, separate agendas. And when we refer to separate agendas, oneness includes the issues of, you know, the budgeting as well. When we talk about financial, I normally recommend it to say, my wife and I, we need to have a single budget. The banking account, it must be one. Now, we're talking about oneness. It is not an easy thing that comes just over a night. You can't sleep being a lizard, and tomorrow morning when you wake up, you are a crocodile. No, you don't just grow like that. But it is something that which you need to grow. Yes.
Okay. It is something that you need to grow. So oneness is not an overnight thing. It has to take time. It's a it's a process.
It is a process.
Yes, Murut Malungwane.
Yes, it is a process. For instance, one thing very important here, the main goal of marriage, it's oneness. That is why then the Bible actually addresses the point of divorce. It was not in God's mind. It came with us. God's mentality was the main goal of God, was to make sure that the two people truly become one. Because there should be these people who are complementing one another from being different. So remember that this oneness, though different, this difference is the one that builds oneness. as you tap to each other's potential.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
It's on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And that's where you at. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Archibald Malungwane and Pastor Ernest Kwadi. We're talking about the power of oneness. And we had to just take a break right there and come back. Nomfundisi Malungwane, as you were talking about the differences. So the differences are necessary.
Highly necessary.
Okay.
You don't have to lose yourself.
Okay.
But what builds this oneness is the difference, because you are different.
Okay.
Your potentials are different. So you are there to lose who you are, so that in turn you must support this other person, support the potential of that other person as you support the potential of the husband. So the two people must complement one another. That's what builds oneness.
Okay.
And build a space there that you need to be free from bonding to each other, having to be checking on each other each day. Because oneness, as you grow in a process, it must have trust in it. You know, because trust in it, it makes you to work freely as individuals whilst married. That's what builds unity. Because the more free you are, the more independent you are in marriage, the further the more the oneness becomes effective.
Okay.
But immediately, if the other one doesn't want to give a space, you must always check where your partner is, always phone, always have these suspicions. They shouldn't be there. There should be thus this independence of each other, so that each person might be able to function in his or her full potential. Because you are not fulfilled by each other, you are fulfilled by the potentials that you have, so that at night you can share from the differences. With them sevens in this world was what's happening.
Okay.
This is the challenges I came across.
Yeah.
The more open you are to one another with all of these differences,
yeah,
the more the oneness become firm, the more the trust grows,
yeah,
on each other. And this is where then the oneness becomes more effective with time. And I must say, it's a process, you know. And when you build on that process, tapping into each other's interests, this is where oneness becomes more firm and strong. But if you can try to change the other person to be who you are, this is where then oneness would be impossible. And trust won't be there. So you need to leave this person and discover the potential of his He must discover your potential. Immediately when you discover each other's potential, then you are working on one goal now. You know that these differences are the one that builds you to be strong at the end of the day. Because you were born with a gift, she's born with a gift. And so these gifts must function, both of them, effectively so, without binding one another and changing one another.
Sure. Muruti Malungwan is talking about trusting each other.
Yes.
Muruti, do you want to say something before I go?
You know, actually, he's talking about potential.
Yeah.
And I want to add to say oneness has a transformational potential. And the reason I'm saying that, remember, God works in unity. You and your spouse, Sponyele, if you are united, that's where you are going to see more grace from the Lord.
Okay.
Now, why should the two become one? You know, we need to become one because it also helps us to grow spiritually. It, you know, promotes spiritual unity, and not only spiritual unity. We're talking here about even emotional intimacy, Sponyele.
Right.
Remember oneness. Oneness, people cannot be emotionally together or even intimate if ever there is separation. Oneness is very much important. When we talk about the physical bond between
a husband
and wife, we are talking about oneness, Sponyele. And the purpose that we see here, we see that unity is able to empower couples to fulfill their calling. Now, in this instance, because unity is there and we are striving towards oneness and God is also on our side, then we are able to fulfill the things that which we have planned together, or let me rather say the calling that which the Lord has called us. Now, we shouldn't undermine oneness in marriage. If we are not able to come together, think almost alike, even though we are two individual people, but we really need to come together in terms of raising our family, in terms of choosing the church that which we have to attend, in terms of our, you know, financial responsibilities and other responsibilities. We need to be together in one mind, in one soul. The problem that which we are experiencing, Sponyele, is that, you know, we are really divided. People come in marriage because of, they view marriage normally as a contract. And because marriage, it is a contract, at any time the contract can expire. It can end. But once we understand marriage to be a covenant, you know, then we know that marriage is permanent. Now, this tells me to say, whenever I think children, I must think my wife. Whenever I think money, I must think my wife. Whenever I think to buy a house, I must think my wife. You know, so I must connect with her to a point whereby she must do the same thing. That's where we are saying it is progressive. We learn.
Just a joke before we go to the news. So this woman comes and says, can I borrow money from you? At a colleague, and the colleague says, I have to talk to my husband about it. And then now, after about 2-3 weeks, the same colleague comes and says, can I borrow money from you? Like, now it's vice versa. The other one says, bring your husband, come and borrow money together from him. Because you said anything that has to do with money, you do it with your husband. So now why are you alone? But now, okay, in marriages and relationships, we have experienced people who have been hurt. Trust is not easy for them. There's a song, I think, when I was growing up, and it said, you are wearing rose-colored glasses, for they hide all the beauty. So they are wearing tearful glasses, hurting glasses that talk about the hurts where they've been, where trust was tempered with, and a whole lot. Then when they get married with the same hurt, and their world is like me wearing glasses right now. I'm looking at my world through my glasses and my lens.
Yeah.
And so their lens says, you can't trust. If it looks blue, it is blue. Ah, they did that to you. It was blue. And it becomes hard in marriage then to cultivate trust. Where do we begin?
I think Sibongile, the main thing, that's why then premarital counseling is very important.
Mm.
Because reasons for marrying, they are different. So people need to understand why they marry.
Yeah.
Because if they run away from problems, then there's going to be a problem.
Mm.
It's like what I've said earlier on. Never think you are going to be fulfilled by another person.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not fulfilled from being single, you must be fully single when you get married and know that you are going there to make sure that you've got input in your marriage as the other partner is coming with an input. Because this is a institution of two people that they need to build this perfection that they are thinking about. They are not getting married and the institution has perfection inside. So the reasons for marrying are very important. So you need not to marry because you think when you marry, some of the heads are going to go away. Because that person doesn't get into marriage to address your heads. You are getting into marriage to build a relationship that will be able to address challenges so that you together can build oneness.
Mm.
So the reasons of getting married are very important.
Mm.
That's why premarital counseling is very important. We need to get reasons. Why do you want to get married? Because most of the people get married for different kind of reasons. Some of the reasons mostly are wrong reasons.
And then it explodes inside marriage.
That is why today we are standing here as pastors with one problem. You know, everyone now doesn't want to marry in community. You know, all people want to marry
out of
the reason is because they don't trust each other. Some of these people, they want to marry outside of community of property, not because they are protecting any property. Some, they've got nothing. They are just nothing. But because of trust, what if? Immediately you get into marriage with what if, there'll be no point of building oneness. So some of us who married then, today we are enjoying ourselves. And we see the reasons why we got married. It was to build a strong family and oneness. So that in turn our children can grow and build communities. But immediately when you come into marriage from point of addressing a certain issue, then you are going to have a problem in your marriage.
Sure. So if you're not healed, don't even try. Yeah.
Don't even try.
The other things, Bongile, you are saying, when you are, you know, injured, when you are hurt, experiencing all those, you know, challenges and so on, don't even try. And I would say, I am responsible, you know, for maintaining my own joy, my own health, you know, spiritual growth and so on. When I am entering marriage, I shouldn't be coming with that expectation.
Hoping that the other one will heal me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's where the problem is. You come in with that understanding to say, he's responsible to make me happy. And whereas you are coming with the head that you absorbed somewhere else, he does not know or she doesn't even know about what you suffered. We really need to draw a line as well to say the things that which you bring, the heads that which you are harboring, maybe they are not, you know, they did not come because of the man or the woman that you are marrying. But let's be able to draw a line to say, we are now getting into this marriage. Let me be responsible to maintain my own happiness. My happiness should not, you know, rely
on your spouse,
on my spouse, because that won't help us at all.
Okay. All righty then, let's take a break. And we are coming back in a jiffy.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Yon, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are still with Pastor Ernest Khwadi and Pastor Archibald Malungwane. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Aba Ngobi, It's Not Over. And that was followed by MOG, Be Lifted. And we are praying and trusting God for your marriage. We are believing that you and your partner are going to be one in all things, that it, your oneness will be strong.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.